Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We got a storm coming up here. You know how it get all gloomy and dark skies? It's kind of menacing. I hope. It doesn't mess with the broadcast. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. And we got a great show. We're going to be talking about more people stroking out than ever before. Do we have a stroke epidemic? And what we could do to prevent that. Also, we're going to be talking about vision issues, how to improve our vision, and possibly get into some minerals like copper and why it's important to have that and where we can get that in our foods and herbs. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. Lifting them up in prayer as usual, and all this nation, and, you know, praying for, you know, everybody's looking at unity all of a sudden. Let's pray for unity under righteousness, God's righteousness, and let's pray. And prayer has power. You know, you may be told it doesn't have power, but I know it does for a fact. So every day I'm seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, minding the time, because I know the time is growing short. So let's unify. Let's pray for the Lord's guidance, guiding hand, his staff, his hand, you know, keep the enemy from us, that it not grieve us, and bring this whole nation back on course. What do you say? Mind time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Well, let's see. First up in the quacker, socialized healthcare in England is in the news again. Britain's healthcare system, you know, kind of looked as an example for the U.S. of A. for socialized healthcare. Their government-run healthcare called the National Health Services deteriorating, and pretty quickly. We already know that the junior doctors are on strike. They're looking for other places to go work because their pay was slashed from $100,000 to $40,000, and their hours were extended. Nobody's going to do that. Plus, you know, these poor guys have these, you know, medical bills. I mean, these educational bills. They can't afford to pay off their school loans on $40,000. So according to the Daily Mail online newspaper, it recently reported that patients under the socialized health care over there are starved for food and water, especially in their final days if they're, you know, on their deathbed. They say 1 in 10 dies in agony with no pain relief. They're not giving them any pain medicines. So according to their official government records, one quarter of the families have said their relatives were not provided adequate nutrition in their last days. 13% reported their loved ones were deprived of food. 12% said water was withheld. So more than 20% of the hospital personnel, doctors and nurses, are typically overworked. They're not satisfied or happy in their jobs. They don't treat the patients with respect and dignity, according to some of the families. They said 10% said that the staff didn't care about you know, being kind and considerate to patients. Okay, so this could be repeated here if we don't do something. All right, next up in the quack report. House GOP wins Obamacare lawsuit. Federal judge they ruled that the Obama administration has been improperly funding the Obamacare subsidy program. It's a huge win for the House of Representatives lawsuit against the White House. The judge said that the program can continue, but pending appeal. So the ruling is it stands. It could be a significant financial setback for people that are on the low-income families on the Affordable Care Act subsidies, including, you know, more out-of-pocket costs and more co-pays. Now, according to the judge's writing, he said Congress authorized the program but never actually provided the money for it. This was in the U.S. District Court. Judge Rosemary Collier and also George W. Bush appointee, that's who she is. She says Congress is the only source for such an appropriation and no public money can be spent without one. Well, God bless her, right? Following the rules, finally. So the House says that there is proof that the White House knew the cost-sharing subsidies weren't funded and worked around the legislation to make Obamacare work. So the White House asked Congress to fund the program in its fiscal year of 2014 budget, which was denied. So it then unilaterally funded the program through a reversible tax credit account anyway. I smell something fishy there. So Obama administration is expected to appeal the decision of the court, the Court of Appeals, the District of Criminals, I mean Columbia. And part of the Obama administration's defense is that the health law was not written well. Their argument is during a prior Obamacare legal battles, you know, the law wasn't written well. It's not our fault, but, you know, we're going to do it anyway, so you might as well just roll with it. Moving along in the quack report, there's a new book out. Mill City Press is a small Minnesota-based vanity press publisher. They are publishing The Confessions of Congressman X. Apparently, a congressman has penned secrets being in Congress. Of course, anonymous, as you could well expect. Most of the excerpts from the book appear to be on the book jacket, such as quotes like, "Most of my colleagues are dishonest career politicians who rival in the power and special interest money that's lavished upon them." Another one is, "The main job is to keep my job to get reelected. It takes precedence over everything. Fundraising is time-consuming. I seldom read any bills that I vote on. Like many of my colleagues, I don't know how the legislation will be implemented or what it'll cost." In other words, they don't really care. They're just getting a paycheck, and they want to make sure they keep getting it. The book also takes shots at voters as disconnected idiots who let Congress abuse them, abuse power through their incompetence and compliance. Wow. Well, I'm offended. We're going to pray against that. Moving along in the Quack Report, homeopathic vet exposes dog deaths related to a Pfizer drug, and now he's under attack. Dr. William Faulconer, a homeopathic veterinarian in Texas Hill County, he's come under attack because he exposed some harmful side effects from a widely prescribed drug used to control allergic atopic dermatitis in dogs. You know, that chronic itching, irritated red inflamed skin, that kind of thing. So he's under attack. He says the drug has damaging side effects. The drug is called Apoquel. It's an anti-inflammatory drug. It's made by Zoetis. It's a subsidy of Pfizer. So it compromises, it gets rid of the itching for a little while, but then the side effects kick in. And you risk serious infections, worsens the existing skin infections, and can also cause cancer. So you might want to check that out online. And last but not least, researchers are documenting the rise of strokes. We're going to get into that a little bit for the first part of the show. Stroke hospitalizations are on the rise for younger people and dropped a little bit for the older folks. So what's causing that? Well, doctors are attributing the stroke epidemic to lifestyle. So we're going to check it out and see what we can do to prevent or avoid that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Wow, we got some bolts of lightning flying from the sky, so I hope we stay on the air. All right, we're going to talk about young people stroking out. Not good. Americans seem to have developed a new dimension in one of its health risk categories called stroke. You know, stroke information rarely makes news unless it's unusual. And we're conditioned to accept that the elderly will have strokes, and we're not shocked when it happens. Science is telling us that it's normal to have a stroke as we get older. Well, it's not normal. Disease and illness are not normal. It's an imbalance, an abnormal condition. Instead of saying normal, they really should just say it's common. So what is unusual about strokes lately is that younger people in the prime of their lives are experiencing them, while less stroke cases are appearing in older Americans. So let's take a look and see how we can avoid this problem all together, because you do have the power to do that. So basically, it's a category that's showing up. It's called ischemic stroke. And an ischemic stroke is the result when you've got a blockage in the arteries that lead to the brain. All right. So you have arterial blood coming from the heart and lungs, and it's loaded with that fresh oxygen and nutrients. And on the return trip, it takes away, it removes all those carbon dioxide and waste materials that the brain doesn't need. So when this process is negatively affected, the brain neurons fail. They fail to produce energy, and they shut down and could possibly die. So a lot of times, you know, you get a clot in there that causes this blockage. Well, let's take a peek at the stats. If we look at the global statistics on stroke, we find that in 2012, there were 6.7 million stroke deaths for about a 12% global rating. And according to New Jersey University Hospital Stroke Center, stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in the U.S. Now, approximately 130,000 Americans die from stroke every year. So someone is dying from a stroke every 4 minutes in the United States. And they report that 3.8 million women and 3 million men suffer from stroke. Well, let's see what's causing the blockage, the clots. There are a few things which cause the arterial blockage in the neck and the head area to cause the ischemic stroke. The most common is the narrowing of the artery caused by arterial sclerosis, which is a hardening of cholesterol or plaque. The blockage could also be caused by blood clots from thrombosis when the fibrinogen protein in the blood is not in balance to prevent the clotting. So the clots can also travel to the brain and cause the blockage called embolism. And clots can also travel to the heart, causing what is called an arterial fibrillation or AFib, or even a heart attack. Thus, it affects the adequate blood flow and it cannot reach your brain. So these are considered the natural causes for stroke, but there are other causes. So let's get to those. So the human body reacts to substances and sometimes in all the wrong ways. For instance, illegal drugs like ecstasy, cocaine, methamphetamines, your appetite suppressant drugs, your nasal decongestants, your over-the-counter cough and cold medications, which contain the ephedrine, the pseudoephedrine, and the phenylpropylapamine, these encourage stroke conditions. And there are certain classes of prescription drugs that also increase your risk of stroke, and here they are: your migraine drugs, your beta blockers, your hypertension medicines, your hormone replacement therapy, your chemotherapy, your birth control pills, your blood thinners, your weight loss drugs, your antibiotic steroids. Now, these are used for male hormone problems, conditions of anemia, breast cancer, and swelling. And your thrombosis drugs for your clotting, your blood clotting thinning drugs, okay? And it also should be mentioned that head and neck trauma, if you're ingesting hydrogen peroxide and drinking heavily, can also bring on a stroke. Well, and then there's some surgery that you need to be aware of, because many people are unaware that certain surgical procedures will put them at a higher risk of a stroke. Actually, whenever you have surgery, you run the risk of developing blood clots, but the risk is especially high for hip and knee replacement surgeries and for lumbar myelography, which is they take a dye, it's a contrast fluid, and they inject it into the spinal cord, and then they check an x-ray to see, it helps them evaluate the spaces between the spinal cord bones, your discs and things. All right, so let's look at gender and stroke. According to Southwestern Medical Center, ischemic strokes account for 88% of all the strokes and typically occur in people over the age of 60, but they can also occur in children as well. They also report that 55% more women than men have strokes every year. So patients can sometimes be told that they have what is called a mini stroke. And they reference that on the medical record as a TIA, which means transient ischemic attack. And if you have a TIA, your risk increases for a full-blown stroke, okay? All right, let's look at the risk assessment. Other than your street drugs, your over-the-counter, or your prescribed medications, what else can put you at risk of having a stroke? Our risk goes up significantly if we have hypertension, diabetes, or heart disease. We also put ourselves at risk if we are overweight, abuse alcohol, smoke, and are inactive, no regular exercise. So why are so many people stroking out at 40 years of age? Recently there was this report that appeared in the Washington Post about an article that they found in the Journal of the American Heart Association, and they had some revealing statistics on atypical data happening with regards to ischemic stroke patients. So according to the journal article, 10-year data was reported from 2000 to 2010, and it showed hospitalized ischemic stroke patients were spiking in higher in younger age groups from age of 25 to 44, while it was dropping in the older age groups over 60. So the data suggested that there was a 44% stroke increase for young adults. And physicians have associated strokes in older patients, you know, with lifestyle changes, such as, you know, you get older, you slow down, you don't exercise as much, you pick up some weight, you develop health issues like hypertension or diabetes, and that's probably why you're getting a stroke. But physicians are speculating that the stroke numbers in the young set of patients might be congenital heart defects or maybe trauma. Therefore, doctors analyzing the stroke patient data from the Nationwide Inpatient Sample Database, and this is where the stats on the stroke age group switch places. So in the older age group, the incidence of ischemic stroke dropped 20%, but went up 44% in the age groups between 25 and 44. And in many cases, the younger patients dismiss the notion that they're experiencing a stroke. They rationalize, you know, the symptoms away. They say, well, I just have a migraine headache. We should really take note that if we experience dizziness and fall down, have a headache, it could be a stroke, especially if the symptoms lessen but don't go away. Now, science estimates that we lose 2 million brain cells each minute during a stroke. So stroke stabilization drugs, they're called the clot-busting drug, tissue plasminogen activators, or TPA for short. You get that at the hospital, it's $2,000 a treatment. So 40-year-olds who find themselves hospitalized on drug treatments usually wind up on food stamps in order to pay for the medical bills. Now, doctors will tell you that 80% of the strokes are preventable. Prevention would be a clean lifestyle, regular exercise, limit the alcohol, and no smoking. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's look at some of the stroke symptoms. I'm sure you're familiar with them. Stroke symptoms can vary, but the main signs to look for are severe dizziness, confusion, difficulty speaking, loss of vision, difficulty walking, severe headache, fatigue, loss of balance, sudden numbness or weakness in your face, arm, or leg, usually on just one side of the body. All right, so let's give the brain some help, okay? Because we hear a lot about ginkgo for improving memory and helping the brain function, but we don't hear so much about rosemary. Most people use rosemary for culinary purposes. However, it really is a great herb for improving memory and helping your brain. Rosemary comes from the Greek name Romarinus, and it means dew of the sea. And it's an herb indigenous to the Mediterranean area, but it is cultivated in the United States. Rosemary provides a rich source of vitamin B6, as well as iron and calcium. And rosemary is an herb that contains natural oils and was also used really as a meat preservative before refrigeration. So the reason it helps the memory is that it improves the circulation to the brain. And often, if you pair it with ginkgo, it has better results. Now, a study that was done by a psychologist in Northumbria University, Newcastle, UK, they said rosemary improves memory by 75%. So rosemary contains some antioxidants. It protects the brain cells from oxidative stress. And the Germany Commission recommends that pregnant women not use rosemary because of the oils in it. Also, it's recommended to avoid large amounts of rosemary oil as it can damage kidneys, but you don't need to worry about that if you're using a balanced whole food supplement. So medicinal amounts of rosemary may be considered for stroke prevention or recovery. And also, it's real important to protect your blood and the clotting mechanism so you don't get the clots that cause the strokes to begin with. In recent years, medical science has readjusted its thinking into what triggers stroke and heart attacks. They used to think it was cholesterol and plaque that disturbed the heart rhythm. But according to a Harvard cardiologist, Dr. Victor Gerwich, These factors don't necessarily put you at risk of blood clots. He said blood clots are influenced by the fibrinogen level in your blood. And fibrinogen is a protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. So if your blood platelets like to kind of clump and stick together, which is directly influenced by what you're eating, your diet, well, you better make sure you have enough fibrinogen protein to dissolve those clots. Now, many health experts agree that diet is your most significant influence on blood clots. And as more research is being conducted on what makes blood clot together, the evidence is pointing to foods more than just blaming the problem on how the liver is processing cholesterol. So you can also be encouraged by the fact that dietary changes start to work immediately to reduce your blood clot risk. So let's look at some herbal blood clot busters for a sec. Our ancient ancestors used many herbs to improve cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of clotting. So one herb in particular was the top of the list. It has a lot of nutritional flavonoids. It prevents unnatural conversion of the fibrinogen to fibrin that makes blood clot more. So we can use it today instead of the drugs if we want to save ourselves from a lot of side effects and unnecessary expense. So the herb that's going to balance your fibrinogen protein in your blood is hawthorn berry. And the other benefit is the herb offers elasticity to your arteries and veins, preventing the narrowing and the formation of the clots getting stuck there. So according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, hawthorn berry was also going to improve the force of your heartbeat to improve blood pressure. Many cultures around the world simply add hawthorn berry to their diet and prevent hypertension, angina, arrhythmia, blood clots, heart failure, and other chronic cardiovascular diseases. Now, if you're buying hawthorn berry in supplement form, it's important that you get a whole food product with no fillers. If you're buying it in a liquid form or a tincture, make sure it's a naturally aged concentrate and it's cold pressed. So it preserves the alkaloid strength. Most people experience the benefits of the heart herbs within just a few weeks, if not sooner. Doses may vary depending on the severity of the condition, and it is not advised to mix your herbs with any prescription medications for your heart problems. So you have the solution. It is, you know, it's a concerning statistic to me that younger people are experiencing strokes, and you know, with a little lifestyle adjustment and a few medicinal herbs, I believe these statistics are come way down. And I would personally not use the pharmaceutical drugs for stroke. And instead, I like to use herbs and diet to prevent stroke. So, and you can too. You can use herbs and you can use it too as a recovery. You can use it as prevention. So if you're interested, look at the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula or the hawthorn berries tincture, the brain concentrate formula, the heart attack pack. You'll find all this stuff at Apothecary Herbs. And all these herbs are cardiovascular strengthening. That's what they do. They're certified organic. They're whole food formulas. And so when you get a cardiovascular strengthening herb, you're not going to be on it for life. That's the plus, you know, right there. So herbs are also far less expensive than the medical bills. So give them a call. To order or for a free catalog, the number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Taking a break, we'll be right back with more.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself. Show a little faith, there's magic in it.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
And rolling here, we're going to be talking about improving our vision, and we might be able to hit another topic after that, but we're going to talk about how we can help the eyes out, improve vision, because, you know, nutrition for your eye is very important, antioxidants, essential fatty acids, vitamins, of course, and you know what, there's some herbs that can help us out with our eye vision and improving our eye function. So one entry that I was reading about on some of these supplements people are promoting for eye health, you know, they say things like flaxseed prevents dry eyes and protects your eyes from vision loss. Another one that I read was your omega-3 fatty acids to prevent vision damage from omega-6 fatty acids. So, and we've also heard a lot about the lutein, the antioxidant. You know, you find that in your vegetables. It's good for your eyes. And there was also the vitamins A, C, zinc, beta-carotene, of course, all your bioflavonoids containing more antioxidants, and don't forget your vitamin E to prevent those cataracts and macular degeneration. So how does all this work together to help your vision? And will it help protect you from vision loss? We had over 5 million with low vision, blindness, various age-related vision problems. You know, so let's check out what we can do to protect our eyes from a lot of that. So the technical genius that went into the creation of your eyes is pretty much a miracle, you know. You have a series of photoreceptors known as cones and rods that help you to see. And the eye itself is small, but it contains like 6 million cones to read color and bright light, and 125 million rods to read black and white and dim light. So your eye is very sophisticated organ, enough to handle, you know, the glare of a policeman's flashlight in your face. And also you can pick up a single photon of dim light from a distant star. Think about that. So your vision, when it starts to falter, when these rods and cones fail, so what causes that? Well, science says they fail not by having enough xanthophyllus and these rhodopsin pigments. Well, it's a kind of like having, you know, a color copier run out of toner is what they're saying. So the most frequent problem seen is not enough yellow lutein found in your cones, along with low levels of zeaxanthin or zeaxanthin and your mesoxanthin. So these rods tend to hold a majority of the purple pigments. So when we have pigment loss or damage in any one area, it results in eye problems. Let's talk about macular degeneration for a second, because a lot of has been reported on this particular problem. It affects part of the retina, which controls sharp central vision. And there seems to be two forms of this disease, wet and dry. Dry macular degeneration is the most common and involves fatty deposits under the light sensing cells inside your retina. The wet macular degeneration, although less common, is more serious to vision loss. It involves the growth of new blood vessels under the retina that leak and distort vision and create scar tissue. So it is suspected that this develops with a lack of antioxidants, and free radicals damage the light-sensing retinal cells and tend to inflame the retinal cells, causing them to leak and then to atrophy. So let's look at these age-related eye diseases, because we assume that as we get older, we can expect our vision to decline. Well, nearly 4% or 10 million of the aging population tend to experience macular degeneration. And research from the National Eye Institute report that zinc and antioxidants play a big role by providing the body with those adequate nutritional supports to reduce that risk by about 25%. So how much are the experts recommending that we take of these nutrients? Well, supplementation of like 500 milligrams of your vitamin C and 400 milligrams of your vitamin E and 15 milligrams of your beta-carotene, maybe 80 milligrams of zinc, and 2 milligrams of copper. That's what they recommend. And in most cases, vision loss is a slow progression. You know, you may get cataracts, the macular degeneration, glaucoma, and it can be slowed, especially if it's caused by, diabetic neuropathy. Okay, diabetes can play a role. Well, let's check out glaucoma for a second. It's the most common cause for blindness, and it gives the victim no painful symptoms. This allows the condition to advance just prior to peripheral vision disappearing, signaling a big red flag. you are dealing with a slow death of the optic nerve, which carries the visual information from the eye to your brain. And just like most eye problems, it's a slow, gradual progression of the disease. This means you will have, you know, opportunity to correct it if you are alerted to it. So you don't want to wait. You do definitely want to get your eye exams every year and get that eye pressure checked. And if it gets worse, then you want to definitely change your lifestyle right away. You can take all your eye drops that you want to reduce eye pressure, or you can, you know, maybe do some exercise. Exercise is known to drop eye pressure. Research on glaucoma patients showed that by walking briskly 40 minutes a day reduces your eye pressure by 2.5 millimeters within just 3 months. Circulation is a major factor in regards to the degeneration of disease in the eye. So delivery of the nutrition and the removal of waste material is essential to have good eye health. So foods that help maintain that vascular integrity of good blood vessels and nutrition to your eye, you want super antioxidant nutrition going there. So you're going to find that type of antioxidant in your bright-colored berries like bilberry, goji berries, blueberries. Scientists also are looking at these antioxidants to help ward off diabetes and even cancer. So your diet plays a major role. So let's look at some nutrition for the eye cones and rods. Research links certain nutritional elements to improve the pigments of the eye. Many pigments are made from carotenes like vitamin A, which also help protect eye and help it to react appropriately to light. So, you know, your yellow pigment foods, orange pigment foods, so carrots, your squash, your pumpkins, your hot peppers, you know, that kind of thing. So the foods that will do the most to promote healthy eyesight will contain nutrition to produce the pigments the eyes need. Okay, so you'll find these types of food nutrition. You'll find it in eggs, kale, spinach, turnip greens, collard greens, romaine lettuce, broccoli, zucchini, peas, corn, preferably non-GMO, Brussels sprouts. And you'll find some natural vitamin A, obviously, in your egg yolks or real butter. You'll find it in beef, elderberries, sweet potatoes, carrots. And herbs that are rich in these nutrients are spirulina algae, guttacola, barley grass, peppermint leaf, sienna leaf, uvarisi leaf, alfalfa, nettle leaf, and eyebright herb. Here are some of the things you want to avoid to protect your eyes. Apparently, the vitamin A you get in cod liver oil is not going to promote the better vision because it's not from beta-carotene sources. Synthetic vitamin A is also inferior and should be avoided. They don't contain the full spectrum of nutrition that are found in those natural sources that have the vitamin A and the other mineral uptake and buffer alkaloids that the body uses in order to absorb and utilize vitamin A. So conventional foods and processed foods are depleted of your nutrition, and over time your vision suffers. It's kind of a challenge to eat right these days, but you can do it. It's a little bit of an effort, but it's worth the time to do. So you're going to find super antioxidant nutrition in your goji berries, but you got to get the Himalayan ones. Don't get the wolf berries, which, you know, are, you know, kind of copycats or inferior berries. And you want wild-crafted herbs or certified organic herbs that you use for your antioxidant food health for your eyes. So check out the Body Food Mix because it has that alfalfa, the spirulina in it, and your wheatgrass and barley grass. Great sources of nutrition for the eye. Helps those cones and rods to form those pigments and great stuff. It's a powder, so you just add it to juice. It's easy. It's so easy to do that. Now, if you have an imbalance of pressure and you want to get better oxygen and blood flow to the eyes, use the herbal eye wash product. You can rinse the eyes. It's great for infection and pink eye and dry eye and allergy eye, but you can also take it internally. So definitely use those things. And be smart about your eye health. Do get your eyes checked and know where you stand. And then if you want to implement some of these natural resources, you can. So at least you know what you're dealing with. So always, always get your eyes checked, and you'll know what to do, right? Yeah. And you can find those products, the Body Food Mix, the Herbal Eye Wash, and some other things at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. All right, we've got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about copper. Copper is one of those minerals you do need. A lot of us know that copper, you know, we know copper is very valuable these days. People are saving copper. It's kind of gone up on the market, and so people are, you know, saving copper wire and that kind of thing. But it is a mineral element that we do need. It is, in most cases, a single nutrient, but, you know, other nutrients in the body kind of rely on it, like calcium. So these nutrients work with each other to provide health and nutrition. Like if you wanted to absorb calcium, calcium relies on boron and magnesium to be absorbed as a proper uptake. So if you get a deficiency in any of this balanced nutrition, then illness can result. And so calcium is just an example, but we're going to check out the mineral element of copper. Now, since science has known since the 1920s how valuable copper is for essential nutrition in the human body. Even animals and plants need copper to be healthy. Studies that were done on Americans eating the average American diet will show you that half the amount of recommended trace minerals, especially copper, tend to be in their system. So without your trace minerals like iron and zinc and copper, you will have difficulty functioning. The appropriate amount of copper in your body makes you a shining example of health, basically, because it's responsible. It's necessary for enzyme function. Enzyme function is really dependent on having enough copper. So without copper, your liver can't produce enzymes. And if your liver can't produce enzymes, it can't detoxify you. And if it can't detoxify you, you're going to be poisoned. Well, based on scientific research regarding the importance of trace minerals, especially your copper, farms all across America routinely feed animals copper supplements. So if animals don't get their trace minerals, they don't grow. They can't digest food, and they have heart failure and die. Their aortic valve ruptures, and they die, right? Well, humans don't fare really any better when they don't get their copper. Most Americans have marginal copper deficiencies with a few cases of severe deficiency. So if you are low on copper in your system, your hair could turn white, your hair could become kinky instead of straight. Your skin will not retain its healthy color. You could experience fatigue, feel chilled, you don't feel warm enough, you'll have a low body temperature. You may have heart problems and develop a nervous system disorder and have low immunity. So some of the nervous system disorders could be like Huntington's disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease. And research has proved that copper plays a role in preventing these diseases, including having an effect even on prion disease for mad cow. Huh. Well, let's look at some of the research. Some people think a little's good and a lot's better, but you don't want to take too much of your essential minerals. You want to get a right balance. You don't want to take too much zinc, for instance. It could interfere with your copper absorption in your small intestine and lead to a copper deficiency. Okay, so that's why I like whole food supplements. It's balanced. You don't have to guess. When you start taking these synthetic supplements in all these little bottles and so many milligrams of this and milligrams of that, you're going to get it all out of whack. So I trust the whole food supplement as the right way to go. A safe rule of thumb on zinc and copper, you should have a ratio of 5 to 1. Other substances that can interfere with copper absorption is fiber, fructose, corn syrup, synthetic vitamin C, acids, antacids. These also bind to copper and lower the absorption of it. So elements that can improve your copper absorption are going to be iron and calcium, so foods with those elements in them. And it helps your liver to store the copper properly, too. So new research is pointing to the copper, to copper deficiency may elevate your cholesterol and your triglycerides and promote arterial sclerosis. Copper helps transport oxygen in the blood and helps your body absorb iron. And iron in the blood helps your blood hold on to more oxygen. So copper helps transport the oxygen while iron holds on to it. So your body, you know, in order to build and repair, like bone, your cartilage, your tendons, your skin, you got to have copper. So if you see people suffering from things like arthritis, they wear those copper bracelets, right? And it's because copper reduces inflammation. New studies are looking at the role of copper in diabetes and osteoporosis. So here are a list of drugs you might want to be aware of that tend to strip your system of copper. Several prescription drugs for your heart disease or bipolar disorders, HIV medicines severely lower the copper mineral content in your body. So cholesterol drugs, antibiotics also, chelator antibiotics. So you want to be careful on what medicines you're on. It could be really messing up your minerals in your system. Now, another question I often get is, well, can you get too much copper? Copper poisoning is extremely rare, and because the body likes to push the excess of copper it doesn't need out through the urine, and liver protects you from the excess. So especially if you get it in a whole food, you're less likely to ever overdose on copper. Here are some copper-rich foods and herbs you might want to take note of. You'll find copper in your seafood, your whole grains, your dark leafy green vegetables, nuts, peas, artichokes, radishes, legumes, raisins, and chocolate all have copper in them. Now, skullcap herb, sage leaf, white oak bark, horsetail herb, yucca root, brewer's yeast, pumpkin seed, and gutta cola all have your copper concentrates as well. So, you know, whole food is perfectly balanced. The chemistry was done by our creator. There's no second guess in that. You can't duplicate a perfect copyright that God put together. So try to get it in your diet. And if you're going to use herbs, that if you think you need more minerals, then you use the whole foods and herbs. There's higher concentrations there, and your body will just get rid of the excess because it's perfectly balanced because the chemistry hasn't been altered in any way. So if you're looking for some foods that are going to help you out with copper, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that great calcium liquid formula that has the copper herbs in there, and also pain relief formula as well with the anti-inflammatory action. So, of course, copper reduces inflammation. So you'll have herbs with those minerals in them, and they're all certified organic, whole food, tilth standard, non-GMO, all there at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call and request their catalog. Catalog's very educational. So the number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com is where healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you're on their website, do sign up for the free online newsletters. You'll get empowering information free each and every week by email. And also, if you're on there, do notice the green button in the top left-hand corner. I am surprised how many people miss that. It says herb coupons. So if you're going to order, you might as well save some money and get one of those coupons and plug it in and save. All right, we got just a few minutes here. So we're going to be talking about some consumer sound bites here on some information where people, you know, are, I guess, you know, being more proactive and buying things. People are more into their supplements than ever before. Yeah, consumer purchases have really picked up. You know, everybody's noticing, you know, people's purchases are tracked now, you know, what you buy, you got the VIP purchase card at your stores, and so they know what you're buying, and all this information is, you know, collected. So they're really targeting consumers to what they're buying so they can market to them better, but interesting statistics are coming out of this. There was a recent survey done on consumers by Wakefield Research. And it was done in conjunction with a big supplement business called The Vitamin Shop. And they found that 60% of U.S. adults buy vitamin supplements. And their survey wanted some detailed information from their consumers, and they volunteered this information on what they purchase when they buy their supplements. And they found that 75% take a multivitamin regularly, and all the multivitamin is, well, it was the most important or most popular, I should say, type of product, according to the research. 4.8 billion in sales in 2009, just on the multivitamin alone. Wow. 70% say that they're taking supplements because it made them feel confident about their health. Okay, so they feel good about that. 52% say they take vitamin D. Important to have vitamin D. 49% say vitamin C, but be real careful with your vitamin C because almost all of it's coming from China, the ascorbic acid. Try to get your vitamin C in some natural whole food stuff. Like I keep telling people, echinacea has natural vitamin C. 46% say they started taking supplements because an expert advised them to. 45% say they take calcium supplements. 43% say they take B vitamins. 42% say they take fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids. 34% say that they think their supplements overall are improving their health. 25% say they take an iron supplement, and 9% said they just wanted to feel better. They didn't want to think too hard about it. Just give it to me. So most consumers that were surveyed about their supplement purchases, they say they're looking for a simple yet effective way of filling the nutritional gaps that are missing from their demanding lifestyle. So there you go. Well, I think it's good to be proactive, but it's good to be smart about what you're putting in your body. And if you're reading these product labels on your supplements, if it looks like a chemical name, it's a synthetic derivative of that nutrient that would have been found in a natural source. And that's just like taking a drug when you do that. And it's not going to have all the nutritional uptake, buffer alkaloids, compounds necessary for the body to use it and as we were just talking about, you know, copper and zinc and so forth and calcium and boron and magnesium, it's all got to be fitting together in the right puzzle. And your whole food sources are just going to do that for you. So insist, please, I beg you, insist on whole food supplements when you're out there purchasing and, you know, be savvy and be healthy out there. We do have a 9-question sheet you could download off our About Us page to help you determine what's good out there and what's not. You can check that out at thepowerherbs.com or just give me a call. I'll help you. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.